Listen and be amazed. The Howard Stern Show.
You want to congratulate J.J. Abrams on another big money-making movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's a hot guy in Hollywood. Yeah,
sure is. J.J. And he seems to like me. Although, J.J. Abrams is a guy. What has he got? Lost?
Wasn't he the one with Jennifer Garner? Alias, right?
Hey, J.J., let's quickly go through your resume so people know who you are. J.J. started, I met him, he was doing Felicity.
Oh, yeah, that's where he started.
Right, J.J.?
That's right.
All right. That was your first big show?
Felicity was the first show I did, yeah.
Was that like, how old were you when you became the producer of, and writer and director of Felicity?
I was around 32.
So I thought you were a kid.
So, J.J., what were you doing up until the time you were 32?
I had written some movies and stuff.
Like what movies? Any movies that we ever heard of?
I was a writer on, I wrote Regarding Henry and Armageddon. I was one of the 8 million writers on that.
Oh, that's pretty good, man.
So you were making a living?
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden you say, hey, I'm going to write my own TV show.
Yes, I had an idea for a show, and a good friend of mine, since we were kids, Matt Reeves, and I decided to try and do a television show. We had no idea what the hell we were doing.
Yeah. So he puts together Felicity. That was a hit on the WB.
Right.
And then once you did Felicity, then you switched genres and you went to what? What was the next big TV show?
Then I wrote the pilot for Alias.
Yeah, right. That, I knew he was involved with that.
And that was Jennifer Garner.
Yes.
And you never got to bang her or anything, right? Writers never get to bang her.
No, I didn't. I was already married.
Oh, yeah. Is your wife hot?
No, he married a non-hot woman.
You really married a non-hot woman? Good for you.
Katie's gorgeous. Come on.
Where'd you meet her?
In New York. We were living in New York, and so when I wrote Felicity, I was thinking, well, maybe if we are lucky enough to get it made, we'll do the show there. And we couldn't afford to shoot anything in New York. It was too expensive, so we had to move to L.A. to shoot L.A. for New York.
What was the agency you got her from?
Yeah, care to send out a casting call? When you're the producer, describe the finances to me, because I don't understand. When you're the producer of a show like Felicity, it was on how many seasons? Five seasons?
That was on for four.
Okay, four seasons. What kind of money could a guy in Hollywood make? You know, I mean, what is the? I don't understand that, because when people produce this stuff, they never seem to get paid by these networks. They never have any money.
Well, I know they always have to wait till the syndication. That's
yeah.
where they're supposed to
well,
make
the,
money.
Well, the thing is that, you know, you used to get crazy rich in TV, especially if something gets syndicated. But the truth is that syndication now, it's all kind of gone away. I mean, you don't really make that money anymore.
Oh.
So could, when you finally get lucky enough to have a hit show like Felicity, which it was a hit show, it was one of the shows that the WB banked on, do you become a millionaire from that?
No, you don't. Honestly, you don't make a lot of money, especially when it's your first show. If you have, if you get lucky enough to get a show made at your first show, you don't make a lot of money from that.
And when you say not a lot of money, don't give me the exact numbers, but what is the range of money if a guy wanted to go to Hollywood and produce a TV show? What kind of money could he make? Like a Felicity.
You could literally make, you could make the minimum for a writer. I'm not even sure, you know, like what the range would be. And also different networks. The WB wasn't even considered a legitimate
network. That's right. Could you make $30,000 a week?
You could make $30,000 an episode, which is almost 2 weeks.
I see.
Oh, that's 2 weeks.
All right. So you wouldn't walk out a millionaire.
Is J.J. one of the people they're negotiating with now? Because I always hear the producers versus the writers.
Oh, the writers' strike?
Like, who are these producers?
Well, it's actually really screwed up right now because, you know, if you're a writer, obviously you're on strike right now. If you're a writer slash producer or slash director, you're kind of striking on the one hand and also, you know, if you're lucky, working on the other. So there have been days that I'm directing this, you know, new Star Trek thing. So I'm like, there have been days I've been striking, picketing in the morning as a writer, and then I'm like, I gotta go be a director, and then I walk into the studio. So it's really screwed up.
Is the writer's strike costing you a fortune right now? I mean, Lost is a show that's coming back on the air. They were only able to film six episodes.
Eight episodes.
Yeah. Doesn't that screw you up?
It's a disaster. I mean, it's horrible for a lot of people. The thing that is, because I've been so busy with this movie, I've kind of been in this.
Yeah, JJ's directing the new Star Trek movie.
Yeah, so I've been so, you know, caught up in that that I actually feel even worse about it because so many of my friends are really suffering. I mean, there are people who are like, I can't, you know, I got to change the school my kids go to. It's like it's actually getting horrible.
I got to ask you a question. The last time you were on my show, I asked you a question about Lost, the TV show Lost, which I'm a fan of, and I said to you, Michelle Rodriguez and that other woman who had a DUI, I said, are you going to kill them off because they had a DUI? And you said, absolutely not. And then you killed them off the next
week. He was just going to kill them off.
Yeah,
but it had nothing to do with...
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
You killed them off when they got the DUIs.
In the same episode.
Yes.
It was a massacre.
Happened, of course, but it literally had nothing to do with, you know, maybe that's why they were drinking. They knew they were going to die.
The Asian guy on your show, I don't know his name.
Daniel DeKim.
Yeah, I call him Asian guy.
Yeah.
He just got a DUI. Are you going to kill him?
We're not going to. No. Come on. He's the greatest.
I don't say he's great or not, but
you
going to kill him.
You said that about Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, you said you were loyal to her.
Well, Daniel DeKim is a great guy, and first of all, we're never going to kill anyone because they get a DUI. I mean, maybe it's...
Well, don't say that. You got to have some control over these people.
Maybe you should kill them if they get a DUI. You know what? I'm Are you pro-drunk driving? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. The fact is, my involvement in Lost for the last couple of years has been very minimal. Damon Lindelof runs the show, and he's the guy I created the show with. So
I
he's
see.
Really there day to day.
All right.
We could call him.
Now, you now have a hit movie, Cloverfield, which, by the way, I saw and loved. You know, it has gotten tremendous reviews, and
people are crazy for this movie.
You're the producer. You're not the director.
I'm not the director.
So how do you get to produce that? How much of a cut do you get?
Are you going to tell us there's no money in movies anymore either?
Yeah, I mean,
I'll tell you, I got more. I'm getting more from this than I did at the WB. But the idea, I had the idea for Cloverfield, and I put it together using, you know, with a writer who I worked with on Alias and Lost, and then Matt Reeves, with whom I did Felicity, directed it.
See, this is a good idea. This is what people's point of view.
Yeah, JJ, and you keep working.
And JJ, so when you're the producer and you have the idea and you hand it off to someone else, can you make a ton of dough? The movie just made $46 million. These pictures, they all go, oh, we didn't make any money yet. It's $46 million. Big deal. That's what it costs to make.
Well, the thing is, I have a piece of the movie, like I get a percentage, but
right.
The truth is that the percentage is, not only is it a small percentage.
See what I mean?
Every time JJ gets into something, the money goes away.
Yeah, there's no money in any of this.
Here's the thing, this is such a nightmare, is that you know, any studio, any network, they can figure out a way to tell you that they haven't made any money at all, because the advertising costs whatever it costs, and, you know, there's no real transparency, so by the time it's over, who knows how much anyone makes, you know what I mean?
Now,
why do you stay in this awful business?
Being at the helm of Star Trek, being the director, this is a huge franchise. There's a $150 million budget. You'll go over that, won't you?
For whatever reason, I so desperately care about how much... Like, when we did Mission Impossible 3, I made sure that we came in under schedule and under budget. And it was like, it matters to me. I don't know why I care so much about that. I have friends who are...
Because you're responsible and you know what it means to earn this money.
But it probably comes from working in television. Like at the WB, you had no more than what you were given. Like there was no such thing as over budget. You could not do it. There was no budget. So
if you directed, that's right, I forgot.
The Mission Impossible 3.
Did Tom Cruise invite you to his wedding?
Yes, we went to the wedding.
You went to the wedding?
We did.
And what craziness did you see there?
It was an incredibly fun time. I got to tell you, we got flown to Italy. It was like it was.
He picked up the tab for everything.
It was like going on a vacation weekend.
Wow. Katie Holmes recently said that Suri, their daughter, is a strong woman. Comment on that.
I would say she's an adorable kid. She's gorgeous.
Why would she call her a strong woman?
Is Katie Holmes nuts?
Is she nuts? Is Tom Cruise nuts? And is Katie Holmes nuts? Go ahead. At this point, you shouldn't be afraid to talk.
They are actually, they're both amazing people. And this kid is, Tom just actually, he visited me at the Star Trek set. He was just, and he brought Suri. And she's an adorable kid.
I like who's playing Spock in the new Star Trek.
I was going to say, kudos on that casting. That guy is brilliant.
The same guy who plays Siler on Heroes.
Yeah.
That guy is so great. I love that guy.
Who's, yeah. Who's the guy?
He plays Siler on Heroes.
I don't you know don't watch Heroes. You wouldn't know.
I don't know.
His name is
Zachary Quinto.
Zachary Quinto, yeah.
He's gonna be perfect.
Yeah. He is the greatest. It's freaky how great he is.
Now, Shatner is livid that you didn't
He's so mad.
Did he talk to you directly?
Honestly, I don't think he's really as mad as people are making him out to be.
Oh, no. He's mad.
No, come on.
You can't tell he's mad?
Have you talked to him about this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Here, you ready? Here is William Shatner talking about the new Star Trek.
Who? I've just every time somebody says, "Are you in the new Star Trek?" I say, "No." Well, how do you feel? Well, I'm disappointed. And they blow it up. Who cares?
You don't care, right?
No, I don't care.
Does that sound like a guy who doesn't care? Does that sound like a guy who doesn't care?
Oh, man.
That guy does. He cares. He cares. He cares.
I love Shatner because he's the classic and he's the greatest. And
but it's over. It's not. It's,
Leonard Nimoy is in it.
Well, the thing is that Shatner, you know, filmed a scene in one of the movies where he died. His character died.
But how is
Leonard Nimoy
in it?
Because Spock didn't die. Spock lived on.
Yeah, but a young guy is playing Spock.
Well, yeah, we go back. I mean, there's a different time frame. But the idea that, you know, Shatner is not in the movie for some reason other than his Kirk died is ridiculous. I put him in the movie in a second. I love that guy. I actually love him more from the couple Twilight Zones he did than even the...
Gary?
In one of the movies, didn't Spock die, and then another movie they brought him back?
Yeah, they resurrected him.
Yeah, but given what the story was, it made sense for that story, but given our story, it would feel even though it's Star Trek and it's a science fiction thing, we want this thing not to feel like just, you know, fanboys who are just, you know, shoving the guy back in because we're fans of his. We want the story to be better.
So you're going
to
cover every time frame in Star Trek history except the time frame that Kirk was alive.
You can't even flash back to him.
You're not going
to
flash back.
Here's the, I guess Shatner's a major pain in the ass.
Wouldn't it be distracting? You're watching the movie and all of a sudden we come up with some way to just cut to Shatner. He said to me that he didn't want to do a cameo.
Right, he wanted to be
Shatner. He wanted to be Kirk.
And I thought, well, look, that's fantastic. I appreciate that, but it's not the story we're telling. B, your character is dead, and C, if we put you in, you know, he's so well known for so much else as well.
Of course, you don't have to explain yourself.
Could you have Spock watching an episode of Boston Legal or T.J. Hooker?
Here we go. In July 2006, J.J. signed, listen to this, a 5-year deal with Paramount Pictures and a 6-year contract with Warner Brothers, collectively worth more than $55 million.
Yeah, but you don't get that money.
Nothing, Howard.
Yeah.
You don't get that money.
JJ will get at least $4 million a year for 6 years. And the deal will allow him 35% of the revenue from DVD sales. Wow. Wow.
So you're pretty well set now.
Oh, you're set.
I'm looking up your deal. Hold on a second.
My deal. No one knows my deal. Let's go to Steve, who needs to talk to J.J. Abrams. Of course, the new movie out, Cloverfield, is what he's promoting, if he needs it. I mean, everyone is talking
about it. Well, this is very nice of you to talk to us, even though you don't need to.
Yeah. You would not have me if I could be on the show all the time. It's like my favorite show.
Yeah, he emails me now. Now I got a new buddy.
Is that right?
I'm going to email you later.
Yeah, he's going to email me later and tell me what a good time he had. Steve, go ahead. You're on the air in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Howard, thanks for taking my call. Hey, JJ, when you directed Tom Cruise in the Mission Impossible movie, did he try and convert you to Scientology?
Yeah, what about that?
Or did he do it at the wedding? Because I thought everybody had to become a Scientologist.
And JJ, be honest, because, you know, Tom is very, very zealous in his religion. And really, the people he loves, he wants them to become Scientologists because he really believes he's saving them. He must have tried with you.
Look, he never tried to convert me, and I didn't try to convert him to Judaism. The guy is like, you know, the truth is about Tom is he's a zealot about literally everything he does. I've never seen someone work as hard as he does, like love his family as much as he does. I mean, he is just like everything he does. He has an intensity that is remarkable, and so, you know, he loves his, you know, religion, but he doesn't proselytize. He's not someone who tries to convert you or, you know.
Anybody believe this answer?
Absolutely not.
Me neither.
And you know that's
bullshit.
Annoying when somebody is so zealous about everything.
Bullshit.
it is true. He is, you know, and I really make fun of him about how intense he is.
Is Suri L. Ron Hubbard's child, yes or no?
What?
Is Suri the sperm from the sperm of L. Ron Hubbard?
Have you seen Suri?
Yes.
Yes.
And she looks more like Tom and Katie. It's like,
looks like L. Ron Hubbard to me.
Yes.
And what is it, Ralph? Quickly for J.J. Abrams. He has 2 minutes left. Hurry up.
Quick thing. Quickly. Star Trek. Spock is great, but the Kirk dude looks a little too pretty. I don't know about that. But
well, Kirk was pretty. Go ahead. Yes.
Lost has gotten really good again. The second half of last season, I just caught up with it. J.J., great. Cool.
J.J.'s not there every day.
But the... What?
Now J.J. is there today. You didn't realize people were liking it that much.
But here's the problem, J.J. You come up with these great ideas like Alias and Lost, and then you bail on them and you go to another project. I think you need to stick with one or two things.
Many plates spinning, J.J.? Are you effective as a producer because you're involved in too many projects?
This is typically where I would hang up. Go on to something else.
You don't want to hear that.
No, look, come on.
That's a yes.
I love doing this stuff.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, quickly in Syracuse.
Schmegadildo's my king.
Quickly.
My wife and I saw Cloverfield yesterday afternoon, and she vomited halfway through it. It was awesome.
I heard that a lot of people are getting sick from this movie. Wow.
JJ, why are people vomiting during this movie?
Literally, if you're pregnant or on some kind of medication, you should not go see this movie.
Really?
The movie was awesome, the way they filmed it was great. No, it was great because it was such a good movie. That's why.
Why do you vomit? I don't understand that.
Me, no, but she was squeezy because of, like, the camera angles and all that.
The whole idea, you know, because the movie is filmed on a video camera, and it's just it's like an amateur video. And so people, when you're seeing it, like, in a stadium theater, people are just they're just losing their lunch.
And let's go to, finally, Eric, go ahead. What do you go? What do you have to say?
Get this asshole off the air. He's calling the writer's strike a disaster. Tell all those fuckers to get a real job. 9/11 was a disaster. Those fucking writers need to get a real job.
All right, JJ, obviously, everyone is a fan.
You can't use the word disaster for anything but 9/11 anymore.
All right, there you go.
That's true.
All right, JJ, you've done it all. Let's go to Lauren quickly. Last phone call for JJ Abrams, the producer of Cloverfield. In theaters now. Lauren, quickly, in Albany.
Oh. Hi, Howard. I love you. I just wanted to say that I was kind of disappointed with the movie. I was really excited to see it, and then I don't know anything more now than I did before I went to see it.
Woman is pissed. She doesn't know anything.
Is there a sequel to explain to her
JJ,
what's going on?
Will there be a sequel to Cloverfield where she'll learn something?
There may be. I know that the studio is going to probably want one, and we just need to make sure that it's the right thing. And I'm sorry you didn't like the movie. It's definitely not for everyone, and I especially apologize if you threw up on yourself.
Yeah, well, listen, J.J. Abrams, Cloverfield, now directing Star Trek, which will be out in theaters soon. J.J., great speaking to you. Congratulations
on
Cloverfield.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's great.
All right, J.J., later.
Love your show.
Bye.
Thanks.
See ya.
That's J.J. Abrams. He's a nice guy.
He created two of the best shows on television.
What are the two best shows? Lost?
Lost and Alias was a great show.
I never saw Alias.
Oh, what a great show.
I've known he's a big fan for a while. After you guys gave me this job, my manager called me up and said, J.J. Abrams wants to call you. And I said, well, who's that? And he goes, he created Felicity. He's a big-time, you know, television writer. And he wants to congratulate you on getting the job at Howard. He's a huge fan of Howard. So I said, all right. So he called me at home, this guy. Must have been busy.
Wow.
He called me at home in Hoboken. And
I
guess
he was
busy. And he goes, listen, I listen all the time. I have for years. The show is amazing. I'm a big fan, and I want to congratulate you.
I can't believe J.J., who must have seen my movie and saw how brilliant I was as an actor.
He hasn't done anything with you.
I mean, how is that possible that I am not the lead villain in Star Trek? I mean, I am so good at this acting.
Why did you let him off the phone?
You know, I got a note that said, you know, he's on one of those
satellite
junket things, I guess. He had 2 minutes left, and you know, I didn't want to make it about me, but now I do.
Right, I was going to say, I mean, like, now you really want to ask that question. It would be nice to ask it of him.
I thought in Cloverfield I should have been the monster.
You should have been whatever they're running away from.
Right.
Well, now...
It should be, and all of a sudden he's Howard Stern.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Nobody has a sense of humor.
You guys, this whole interview sold it on me. I usually don't go to see flicks like that. Now I want to see why people are throwing up.
Yeah, so do I. I heard that yesterday, that a lot of people are getting sick.